It is October 17, 1989. The San Francisco Giants are about to take on the Oakland A's at home. Jessica's uncle sits quietly rocking her in front of the television when all of a sudden they are thrown onto the floor. He tries his best to protect her while their entire world turns upside down. Jessica begins to shriek as mementos are thrown off the wall, pictures and keepsakes fall to the floor, and furniture all around the room shakes and moves. Eventually, everything stops trembling, and Jessica's uncle looks up from the floor. The silence is short-lived, however, as about 20 seconds later, the second set of tremors begins. Jessica's parents sit happily in the stands awaiting the game in Candlestick Park when the earthquake hits, throwing everyone in the park from their seats. The Bay Bridge collapses with the impact, and the marina is quickly engulfed in flames. Even if Jessica's parents weren't injured by the earthquake, it would take hours and hours for them to return to their baby as people search for their loved ones and emergency crews attempt to assess the damage and direct emergency response efforts. As a baby, Jessica cannot care for herself and therefore must rely on her parents, and in her current circumstances, on her uncle to help her. She cannot effect her own escape, nor can she seek assistance on her own. Luckily, her uncle's home is only minimally affected. However, as he peeks out of the window, he sees that the streets around him are heavily destroyed. Jessica will need nutritional support once her milk runs out, and with the stress of the situation, it is hard to tell what sort of psychological toll fear, turmoil, and maternal separation will have on her emotional, mental, and physical well-being.